This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Live from the Albia Fieldhouse, the Blue Demons get the victory 43-27 in the opener against Centerville. Brunel and Centerville going out right now, and we're getting some JV matches in between. We'll probably take a little delay afterwards, a little rest. But right now, no rest for this group of Blue Demons. Coach Dave Winger is going to join us, and then we're going to talk to Shadow Leshen and Brett Leshen. Shadow got his 100th. Brett, as we incorrectly announced over
and
over. He gets
his 100th next.
He's going to get his 100th next. But Coach Winger, got to be very happy with the way you guys came out and fought in that opening contest against Centerville. Always a rich tradition of wrestling, and I thought you guys really were the aggressors there in that first matchup.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, the things that we did as a coaching staff was probably not good. So, but the kids made up for some of the mistakes that we made, and that's good. So, you know, they're fighters and they're competitors, and I think it showed. What do you guys think?
Coach Winger, I was very, very impressed with the aggressive nature. You guys had 5 first-period pins. Might have been a little bit too aggressive in that 182-pound match, but what did you tell the kids going into this South Central Conference match that some people called a toss-up between the Centerville Big Reds and the Albia Blue Demons to get them out there fired up, ready to not just take their opponent down but put them on their back?
Well, we looked at the lineups all day today. We got the lineups, and we've been doing a little bit of research, and we knew what we could do, and we knew kind of where we should go away from and the matchups that we needed, and we felt pretty confident with the game plan moving forward. But, you know, I really don't have to motivate these guys. They know what they need to do, and we've been working pretty hard in practice, obviously, as you guys can tell. I don't think we've lost a match this year because of conditioning, and that's across the board. That's JV and that's varsity, at the varsity level as well. So that's just what we do. You know, we work hard and we get in shape, and the kids know what they need to do, and they really don't need much encouragement from me.
Coach, we're going to talk about your two junior stars here and your upperclassmen, but I got to tell you, those two freshmen, Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless, they were fantastic out there. And Blake, in that contested matchup with against a senior, a tough kid in Logan Brown, two really good starts for those freshmen.
Yeah, Blake and Bryce have a lot of mat time. You know, they spent all summer with me, you know, and it's really gone a long ways. And you know what, when you get matches in the summer, it really goes a long ways in the winter here. So that's paying dividends, you know, and it really doesn't surprise me too much with Bryce. You know, Bryce, he's wrestled a lot, you know, and he's got a lot of matches under his belt, and it doesn't surprise me too much with him. But, you know, Blake, you know, he's a lot more physical than what I thought he was, and he's showing it, you know, and it's really nice that we've got that depth with Hugh, and we're able to get the matchups. They're so even. I mean, it's just really a tough situation right now that you just got to kind of roll the dice and see what you come up with, and so far it's worked out really well. But those two freshmen, I'm really excited about where they're going, yeah.
Coach, you look like a wizard tonight with the lineup that you put together against your conference opponent. Tell us a little bit about the injury situation, where you're at, and when you expect to be at full strength at Blue Demon Wrestling.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're really looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll get Dalton after Christmas, and if that happens, you know, we might have to cut him down a little bit. I'm sure he's put some weight back on, so I really haven't concerned myself with his weight too much, you know, and he can't work out. He can't really maintain that wrestling shape, so we'll see what happens with that. And when he gets back in the room and he's active, then we'll pay more attention to his weight, and we'll see where he falls. But, you know, I don't know for sure what our lineup's going to look like. We're probably going to have to bump some people in there and see what happens. Our depth's good enough at that, at those middleweights where we can do some stuff, and we'll just see what happens.
To me, it's those middleweights, unbelievable. You look at 138, 145, 152, Hugh Sinclair, Caleb White, Blake Lawless, and you throw, I imagine that Dalton's going to be right in that category too. And just up and down that I'll call it murderer's row, you guys have places you can interchange and move people around and get the matchups you want, because they all present a little bit different style of wrestling. All aggressive, though.
Right. Well, the ideal thing for me as the coach is that we get guys in a spot and we leave them there, you know. But, you know, it's tough when you're competing and you want to do well in the conference. And, yes, these kids do things sometimes that just don't make sense. And, And I'm taking that pretty hard with what we put Brett through. But, you know, I wanted to get Joe Sager a good match at 70. And, you know, you kind of got to look at that situation as well. Joe wrestled a whale of a match, and he's been putting his time in. And you know, we want to get the best matchups possible so we can move forward and get better. And that was a situation that we were faced with, and we went with it, and it'll get us better.
Joe did wrestle a great match there for you at 170 pounds, and he's kind of one of the newcomers for you. You had a couple of late additions to the roster here after the practices started, and some points out of those wrestlers today.
Yeah, I know Mr. Kroll. He was sitting down there. I was going to say, hopefully he's not listening, but I recruited those kids in my sociology class. So, you know, they sit down all day or come in every day, and they listen to, you know, we have some good news and we share good news. And, of course, my good news is my wrestling team, and I think they just had enough. So they were on the team last year, and I know that they were missing it, and I know that they were hungry. And, you know, I'm going to encourage guys to go out, but I'm not going to force them to, because wrestling's a sport that you really – I mean, if you're forced to be in that wrestling room, it's a miserable sport. So if you want to be there, you know, we welcome you with open arms, and you saw what happened tonight. If we can get some more time with Joe and Christian both, they're going to be scoring points for us.
We're talking with head coach Dave Winger after a victory over Centerville in this opening matchup tonight. It is a double duel, so the Blue Demons will take on Grinnell here in our nightcap. Right now we're having some JV action, and then Grinnell and Centerville are going to go at it. The Blue Demons get the win 43-27. Coach, congratulations. You got two guys here, one Chad Leshen with 100 wins, Brent Leshen with an opportunity in his next matchup to meet that as well.
Yeah, it's really special that we're home. You know, it couldn't have been better timing. We've got two kids that are going to reach a milestone in front of our home crowd. We're wrestling well, and it's kind of fun to show off sometimes. So we can do that a little bit, and we're going to celebrate at the end of the night.
Very good. Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with 100 career win winner, Shadow Leshen, and his brother sitting to the right of him, Brent Leshen. When we come back to the South Central Conference duel, back to Blue Demon Wrestling.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.